so hard.
It's so hard to see. To see the light.
Here's what you gotta do.
But you gotta hold on.
Don't give up.
And don't give up.
Just a setup. What you're going through is only for your blessing. He had a song for you.
Sometimes you got to steal away all by yourself.
And we are a little more when it seems like you can't get no rest, and you just can't utter a word. Oh, say shoo doo doo doo. Let me sing a verse here. Listen, don't be discouraged about what you lost. 'Cause Jesus already, He paid for it all. All of these trials you gon' have to face. Just be encouraged and stay in the race.
Just
I know it's just what you're going through is only to prepare you for. For a long time, well, it's coming, y'all. What you got to do, you got to keep on.
You got to keep on pressing.
If you
gotta hold on to get your blessing.
Hold on to the end.
You gotta keep on pressing.
May not know where you want
to get your blessing.
But it'll be right on time. Oh, my. Wherever you are right now, if you're riding in your car and somebody riding with you, if you're sitting in your living room and somebody's sitting there with you, smile at them and encourage them real good. Say, God's got a blessing
for you.
I know that's right. Say, for you.
For you.
Tell them, wait on it, wait, wait on it. It's coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming for
you.
Then let them alone and look in the mirror, smile and say, pull me,
Jack.
Oh, I'm getting happy, y'all. I know it's coming for me. My Bible tell me about this weight and be of good cheer. It's coming
for me.
Oh, I'm waiting, y'all. Coming for me. Now I want to drop this nugget in your spirit and say, just step back. It's just a test. Start believing your way on the inside. And when that devil rises, try to tell you that you can't make it. When it rises, and tell you that you can't make it. Look at that low down dirty devil. And tell him, I step back. The devil is in here. It's just a test.
I know that's right. It's just a setup. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartetted contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Gonna be right here with you all the way up to 5 o'clock today, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again for catching the wave. It's just a setup, huh? I'm being set up. So when I'm set up, I already know that I got the victory through Christ Jesus. So that don't make me doubt him, and I know too much about him, huh? That's why I can still say, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. All right. Look, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. On this beautiful day, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, feel free to give us a call anytime right here, 347-215-8049. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're being safe out there. Watch your surroundings and keep your children close by you. All right, I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's 17 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory.
Give me some of that old school vibe.
All right now. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, let's have some old fashioned church night. Because it's an old saint's praise. I want my daughter Bonita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out. Touch the Lord as He goes by.
All right.
You.
small boy, I used to hear a song from the radio called Sweet Home. Come on, Deborah, and sing it for me.
Sweet Home.
Sweet Home.
I gotta get mine in now.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember to have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testified. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing songs that said evil. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jake.
My whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God. What's it say, Jake?
My heart belongs to God.
My hands, they belong to God.
And both of my feet, they belong to God.
My whole life, give it all to God.
Jesus coming back, spreading the news.
for your hand. I need about 50 folks. I need somebody that know God has been good to you. To get out of the aisles and let's have a good time. I got one.
Oh, let's have some more church, huh? Is it all right? All right. For those of you just locking in, want to welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television broadcast. That's every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina, where you'll see the old, the new, the very best in quartet music and contemporary music right on our broadcast. So make sure you write it down. That's every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, and you'll also get 15 minutes of the Word of God during this hour broadcast. That's right, with Pastor Rayshon McCoy. So make sure you tune in to get the Word, and you get 45 minutes of gospel videos around the world. And I can promise you, we have it right here waiting for it to bring it into your home in your living room. So mark it on your calendar every Sunday, 5 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. I'll be right there hosting the broadcast, looking forward for you to tune in. Our number is 919-443-5994. If you would love to be on the broadcast, feel free to call us at 919-443-5994. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take a pause for the calls for the station ID, and we are right around about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more great gospel music right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Some time back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I made a vow.
promise that I made. I want you to take your time, Robert. Thank Robert.
I made.
It sounds good to me.
Come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler, in a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a way. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said, my father had two mules, and he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, and a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleepy. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look for one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it.
Somebody from the crowd would say, I want to
that they were getting ready to go home. But nobody is in no hurry. Saying the same thing over and over again. I like this kind of song because it makes my mind run back when I was just a little boy.
Jesus,
He'll pick you up
if you have to. Can I get a
sanctify with you. He'll be out to reach us. Yes, he will. Jesus. I got one more thing to say here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so far, just preaching for the money and not caring for the soul. If you can't preach, mama, the way you used to, it's because you're doing the same thing. But that couldn't do any bad news way. Jesus, if he has to
reach,
if he has to reach, yes, he will. Jesus, well, I feel good. Shall ever have him. If he has to reach, if the Lord has to reach, with down on your soul, to touch your life, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, he will pick you up. Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mom and a leader. Said yes to me. Said yes to me. Said yes to me. I know here we are. I know here we are. Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? I know here we said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we said it didn't for me. Said it didn't for me. What fine that time
pick you.
What pride that
she will pick you up. She will pick you up.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Cause you know I had a close call in my life. I had a close call in my life. I'm glad the good Lord spared my life.
Tommy, could you tell me what happened?
Well, I got caught between two tractor trailers. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you.
I had a close call.
Oh, my. Just shut up and start praying, God. And, you know, just don't keep talking about it. Let's just go and pray about it. We are right at 17 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. And for those of you, if you don't know, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We are not about competition or compromising. We are about doing the will of the Lord. And, you know, as we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, there must be some action that we put with it. You know, it's just like making a pie. If you don't put the right recipes in it to make it turn out right, then that's the way it's going to be. So when we read and we study, then when we put some action to it, in other words, just don't sit on it. Because if you leave a pie in the oven and you don't take it out once it's cooked, guess what? You're going to burn it up. Okay? So if you're just getting and you're steady receiving it and you're getting the wisdom, you're getting the knowledge, and you're not acting on what you're getting, then, you know, the scripture says he wanted us to go out and to compel them to come to Christ. So when you're being taught, then he wants you to be a vessel for him, to be used for his glory. And that the Bible let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So let the wisdom that God has given you and the knowledge that you've been studying, then use it for God's glory. All right. Look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
So this song says this: I don't know how God's going to do it. And I don't know gonna told me
Another gospel jam on your number one gospel station.
When danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Can't pretend that what I got it on my own. Every move that I made, can't say I've never been wrong. When I fail, you pick me. Brought it on myself.
welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your Spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, and that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh, God, provide protection, oh, God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh, God, and to avert all danger, and that American, anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America. And that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you would continually guide our president, that he would understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who's hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy. And that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the ear of our president, God, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men will act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Oh, God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, oh, God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel. Oh, God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence, to him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
could say it'll keep happening, but look now, it's really happening. You thought was impossible.
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah.
If you're looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you, I'm flawed perfectly. No fingers can be pointed, we're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need a little more faith just to hurt people, heal people, build people. The wrong cycles are lethal. Lessons life will teach you. Let us move from the valley to the mountain view.
to you.
punching officer. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
Put your hands up, so sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do today.
Take care of my kids, praise my God.
Hell,
for the Lord is my rod and my shadow. this scripture tonight. We're going to sing the word of God tonight. Open up your mouth. Somebody say goodness and mercy.
Is rising in the room. Just say it. And I
praise the Lord and welcome back. What a powerful word. And thank you so much for letting down.
Come on! How many times this God of the lost? Hey!
can lean on. If you think you can stumble, you better dream on. When I'm calling on God, I make this see rings on. It's a theme song. Hey, I had a dream with my head, but I don't imagine no way before it gets me. Yeah, I ain't nowhere with it. I had to talk to the reverend and make history. Yeah, I thought we already told you no matter what we gon' run through, we got history. Hey.
Every hour. God, I need thee. Temptations lose their power when thou art near. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour.
Every hour I need.
Bless me now, my Savior. Come on and declare it, I need thee.
I need thee, oh, I
depend on you for everything.
Every hour I need thee,
oh,
bless me now, my Savior.
God, you bless and you add no sorrow. You bless and you add no sorrow. And promotion comes from you. So I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to oh, bless,
oh, bless,
oh,
bless.
You alone can promote me, God. I come, I humble myself before you,
oh, bless.
For you to lift me up, oh, God. Bless me now, bless me now. I want you to bless me now because
I
don't want to live it for another day. I need you to bless me now. I don't want to go and come another day. I come to thee. I don't want anything to separate us. So I come to thee, regardless of what I've done, regardless of where I've been, God, I come to thee. I lay everything aside and I come to thee. I lay all things aside. I come to thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
when the peace like a river tenders my way.
Oh,
Glory to God, glory to God. God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one coordinated and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and I'm going to be right here with you playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and all just for you. And we want to thank you so much for joining us. We have listeners all over the world, and I want to invite you to join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can go to our website, that's NFIradio.com. Again, that's NFIradio.com, where you can listen to some of the very best music around the world, the old, the new, going back into Forest Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrers, the Dixie Hummingbirds. We could go on and on. And contemporary artists like Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammett. I could continue to name on Ty Tribbett, and many others. And we do have also contemporary Christian music where you can listen to right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network from 2 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. for the very best in contemporary Christian music. And we want to thank you again. We love all of you and all of the kind words you share to let us know that you're listening in, and you can see all of the information with these awesome men and women of God that come forth right here preaching and teaching the Word of God. We not only have music, but we also have the Word of God coming forth right here Mondays through Thursdays and on Sundays as well. So those of you, if you want to receive a word from the Lord, you can join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. He that winneth souls is wise. All right, well, look, I believe right now someone would love to go into a word of prayer this morning. So let's do that. Let's go into a word of prayer for those of you desire your prayer. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. It's 20 minutes after the hour.
You know, everywhere I go, so many people ask me, Reverend, would you please pray for me? Well, let me remind you of something that might be helpful to you. While I pray for you, do me a favor and pray along with me. Our Father God, the Savior who made us all, we come in your name at this time, and I'd just like to say little on me, stop here to talk to you. While I'm talking, if you don't mind, Father, let me just say, thank you for letting me be able to stand in the studio in this year, 87. Oh, I'm so happy today that I can stand as a witness for you. And while being a witness, I just want to let you know how well you've been to me. And how good you watched over me, and how much you protected me. Through all of these years that I've been going and coming, to and fro, up and down this land and country,
Sometime I had to ride by myself. Sometime I didn't have a friend to talk with. Sometime I was lonely, but you, being such a good girl, every time I would get lonely, you would come along with me. I could hear your voice talking to me, and that much I want to say thank you for, because I'm such, and I'm such, and out of all of my suches, I haven't been able to find a friend like Jesus. You see, I don't know how nobody else feels, but I can talk for my own self. Looking at the condition of this world and thinking about people that can't stand on their legs, people that can't raise their hands, and some don't have bread, some don't even have a friend. But I'm a witness today that everything I need, when I call your name, you always answer to me. I want to ask you something special right now. For those that need you, for those that don't have a friend, for those that feel lonesome right now, for those that lying down on a sick bed, for somebody that want to get well, didn't you tell me in your word, I'm a doctor, I ain't never lost a patient. Didn't you tell me in your word, I'll be bread on your table, I'll feed you when you're hungry, all you got to do is call my name. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody out there ought to help me say thank you, Jesus. If God did good to you, just say thank you, Jesus. If God ever done anything for you, say thank you, Jesus. Help me tell him thank you, because he's been so good to us. All of these years, every now and then, I got to give up the right for the wrong. Sometime I got to run when ain't nobody behind me. Sometime I got to cry when ain't nobody bothering me. Hey! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can talk to you when I want. And right now, I just want to say thank you again. Sometimes when people do me wrong, when friends laugh in my face and talk about me behind my back, sometimes I have to go along without a friend. I don't know why I'm always disused. I don't know why I got to cry sometime, but you told me to wait on you. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you. I ain't gonna get tired waiting. I'm gonna wait right here. I'm gonna be like old man Job. I'm gonna wait till my change come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. And been so good to me. Lord, I know you've been good. I know you've been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Found me where I was. reach down and pick me up to rescue me. Love, so I call you faithful, faithful, grateful for your great love, and I can't thank you enough.
Becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. So I have any thankful people in the house. Can you lift your hand? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you. door you open. Thank you for every time you heal me. Thank you for every time you deliver. Thank you for every time you restore. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
should be out. You know that thing should have taken you out. Oh, but God.
Oh, we're having church, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead and praise him. Oh, my, my, my. I don't know about you, but somebody telling God thank you, huh? We are right at 10 minutes. Before the top of the hour, and what a time we've had thus far. More like that coming your way. Once again, for those of you just locking in, I want to invite you to join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your favorite station, and you can lock in anywhere in the world. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Oh, and you can listen in with your mobile phone. For those of you who don't have a computer and would love to just listen in wherever you go, you can simply dial 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Look, I also want to invite you to join our new radio host. He's on every Monday through Friday. That's Mondays through Fridays. From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., his radio host, the Traveling Preacher, out of Atlanta, Georgia. And he's doing an awesome, awesome job. He started last week, and certainly we are looking forward to tune in to him tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can catch him Mondays through Fridays. So those of you, if you haven't had a chance to listen in and tune in to him, then please do so. He's doing an awesome job playing some great music, and I've been getting some great reports and response for him being a part of this NL5 Radio Gospel Network. So we want to thank the traveling preacher out of Atlanta, Georgia, for joining the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, coming up a little later, we've got some special things that we're going to be letting you know that we're getting ready to do, and you can listen in and hear what we're going to be doing real soon. So thank you again. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Always my pleasure. I'm your host, The Anointed One.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I can't do worship.
Word. This has always been a word planet. God designed it that way. See, he spoke the universe into being in Genesis, the first chapter. For the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. But God, the speaking spirit, spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. So I want to know how many people are excited about the word tonight. I said, are you excited about the word tonight? If you're excited, get up and we're going to just celebrate the word together. Ah, here we go, y'all. Talk to them. Tell them. Say it, yeah.
The word of the Lord is great.
Great.
Eternal.
Shall that from age to age?
The word of the Lord is great,
uh-huh.
And powerful.
Yes.
He honors it above
his name. Ah, say it again, y'all. Tell us it.
The word of the Lord is great, eternal.
Uh-huh.
And it shall last from age to age.
It shall last from age to age.
The word of the Lord is great,
uh-huh.
And powerful.
Beginning was the Word.
The first chapter of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
John 1:1.
Oh, but if I go over to Isaiah, what chapter speaks about how his Word operates?
Isaiah 55:11.
What does he say in Isaiah? He said,
so shall my word go forth.
What?
And it shall not return void.
What?
Come with that.
What?
And prosper.
Yeah, y'all. So we say,
the word of the Lord is great, eternal.
Yeah.
And it shall last from age.
It shall last from age to age. They are spirit and they are life.
John 6:63.
I'm alert and active, always watching over my words and performance.
Jeremiah 1:12.
Take me back to Isaiah.
So shall my word go forth.
What?
And it shall,
yeah,
not return void.
What? Come. Celebrate the word tonight. Come on, let's celebrate the word. Thank God for the word. It's keeping you. It's keeping your family. It's keeping your finances. It's canceling your debt. Y'all say,
the word.
It's working for you.
The word.
It's blessing your family. Yes.
The word.
The word is holding your marriage together.
The word.
Canceling out your debt. The word is healing your body. The word is operating all around you. When God speaks, take it up. Oh, you better open up your mouth and celebrate it tonight. Tell them, let's celebrate the word. Hey, let's celebrate the word.
Stellar Warden, internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.